Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with your hosts, me, Steve Thomas.
And myself, Leslie Thomas.
We are the husband and wife team behind Alpine Property Investments, helping clients to find their dream property in the mountains of France and Switzerland.
The aim of this podcast is to share with you everything to do with purchasing a ski property, including the where, what, why, and how to buy.
With real insider information that comes from knowing the mountains as intimately as we do. To us, this is not just a business, but a real demonstration of helping clients invest in lifestyle.
We want this podcast to be your go-to place for all things buying and owning a ski property.
Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with me, Steve Thomas. With listeners, I'm sure, being fiercely loyal to their very own list of the best slopes they've skied since they first strapped on a snowboard or a set of skis. In this episode, I want to delve into what factors make up a truly great piste. I will also discuss 10 well-known and highly rated French Alps slopes to consider. Have you skied them? And are they on your list? With France offering the largest ski network in the world, providing over 6,000 ski runs to choose from across 25,000 hectares and more than 300 ski resorts, within this vast choice on offer, I will, in future episodes, return to this ultimate question, picking 10 of the best by specific categories. For anyone wishing to make their own recommendation, please don't hesitate to contact me via the show notes. So what makes a great ski run, you ask? For those that want to go fast, it has to be a full line slope. While it sounds like this category is dedicated to steep black runs for extreme skiers, this is certainly not the case. A full line piste is one that allows you to point the skis vertically down without the need to go across the piste. Simply point down the slope and go. With few bends to break your rhythm, even easy blues can give you this same full line enjoyable experience. It goes without saying that you've mapped the run you want to take, boarded the lift to take you to the top of the mountain, and it takes an eternity to get there. This is not the best way to start your great run. A fast lift is therefore a must. There is nothing worse than big, long queues and impatient skiers creating a bad atmosphere to give you a negative experience. Having made it up the mountain quickly and efficiently, short and narrow pistes certainly don't allow you to get lost in the skiing moment. Barely just getting into your stride as you descend the mountain, picking up speed, leveling off, and slowing down as you approach the next lift is something that certainly does not rank as a great piste. Long, wide-open pistes where skiers can ski together, side by side, turning in unison, is much more fun and an exhilarating experience all round. With the Alps blessed with some of the most iconic 360-degree panoramas in the world, a really great piste can be one which is leisurely and beautiful. Ideal for warming up at the start of the day on these slopes, here you get to experience breathtaking vistas, fresh mountain air, and appreciate just how amazing skiing really is. With fresh powder having fallen the night before, or the groomers having done their job perfectly, creating that pristine corduroy texture we all love, hitting the slopes at the start of the day when the crowds are at a minimum, as you exit the gondola or depart the chairlift, here you get to enjoy the best slopes before the masses arrive. While for those listeners with years of experience behind them who are experts in the field of skiing and snowboarding, a great piste is one that tests you to the limit, be it off-piste, extreme moguls, jumps, or simple steepness of the slope's decline. For those adrenaline junkies, these are the great slopes to test yourself to the max. Having now looked at what makes a great piste, what about some examples? Set within the Alpe d'Huez 250-kilometre ski domain, Here we find two incredible pieces to choose from that would appear on any top 10 list of the French Alps. The first, La Sorène, recognized as the longest single black run in Europe and by some the world. This outstanding slope in a league of its own starts from the summit of Pic Blanc at 3,300 meters, from where you can enjoy Mont Blanc views in the distance before you set off. Descending over 1,800 meters down to an altitude of 1,510 meters, this amazing 10-mile or 16-kilometer endurance piste that began life as off-piste terrain but is today almost always groomed and enjoys its own moguls, here is not a sprint from the top to bottom, more the marathon. For the average skier, it takes over an hour of downhill skiing, especially for those who go at their own pace and want to take in the wild and natural setting with breathtaking panoramic views. One for experts or advanced intermediaries, and with over 1,000 skiers a day enjoying this slope, the steepest part of La Sorène can be found around the Sorène Glacier. The Le Tunnel Black Piste makes up the second slope within the Alpe d'Huez ski domain, and is certainly not for the faint-hearted. Like La Sorène, the Le Tunnel slope begins at the top of Pic Blanc and is considered by many to be the most dangerous ski run in Europe. Beginning with a sharp turn on a narrow run, you soon arrive at the tunnel, a 60-meter track that cuts through the rock itself. On exiting this man-made access, while not the steepest slope in the French Alps, here you are greeted with an almost vertical slope complete with incredible black moguls designed to challenge the best skiers. Be careful not to slip, though. For those that do, you can easily find yourself 200 meters further down and unable to stop. This slope has it all: steep, narrow, and incredibly technical, that provides all the adrenaline and excitement you could want. With many videos to watch available, it is not until you are at the exit of the tunnel do you truly know what awaits and is only one for experienced skiers. Moving away from Alpe d'Huez and into the Espace-Killy ski domain that includes the resorts of Tignes and Val d'Isère, it comes as no surprise that there are some incredible slopes in this wonderful playground, and here I pick two for this podcast. The first is the world-renowned La Face de Belvoir piste in Val d'Isère. While not the most difficult in the region, this good old-fashioned black slope is unique because of its relentless gradient, challenging moguls, varied snow conditions, and non-traditional nature. Host of the men's downhill run in the 1992 Albertville Olympic Games, here the traditional downhill race speeds of over 100 kilometers an hour have to be tempered to barely over 80. With a 960-meter drop in just over 3 kilometers, the piste is easily accessed from the top of the Olympic gondola. With the entire village of Val d'Isère waiting below you, expert skiers enjoy the chance to tackle the demanding terrain while taking in an amazing view. Sitting on the other side of the Espace-Killy within the teen sector of the ski area, here I break with single pistes to include an incredible ski run of a black and a red that heads from the top of the Grand Motte at an altitude of 3,456 metres down to the village of Val Claret at 2,100 metres. Starting on the steep descent black piste and moving on to the red of the Double M, here you will enjoy stunning scenery, fantastic snow, and incredibly wide pistes. This descent of over 1,350 metres has got the lot. If you were to ask anyone that has skied it, should this next run be mentioned, then the answer would certainly be yes. Set within the 425-kilometre Paradisci ski domain, the Aiguille Rouge run in Les Arcs, with its vertical drop of over 2,000 metres that enjoys the accolade of Europe's biggest vertical drop, It's also renowned for being one of the best long runs in the Alps to boot. Here you descend from the heights of 3,226 metres down into the forests of the beautiful village of Villeroger below. Taking less than an hour to go from top to bottom, this wonderful endurance run, like the Grand Mort, begins life again as a steep black complete with Mogul fields, more suited to experienced and advanced intermediaries, before moving into a more relaxing red that runs towards the hamlet. Offering breathtaking views of Mont Blanc and the surrounding Alps, enjoying skiing a whole mountain from the summit to valley floor, you don't get to do this often. By virtue of the three valleys being the largest ski domain in the world, as well as providing skiing between 1,100 and 3,230 metres, it goes without saying there are a number of runs that we could pick for this podcast. Widely recognised as being one of the best in this ski area, and therefore worthy of a mention here, is the Combe de Solaire at the Courchevel-Marabel intersection. Starting at 2,700 metres and 3 kilometres in length, this wonderful steep red that enjoys a vertical drop of 1,300 metres down into Marabel is one to experience in the morning before the crowds have exploded across the freshly groomed terrain. Encompassing incredible views and easy access via the Solaire cable car, this relaxing and laid-back run is a wide cruising piste and is great to do with the family. Thanks to its fantastic snow and often quiet nature, the relatively unknown hidden gem of the Jerusalem Red, the runs between Marabel and St. Martin de Belleville, is an absolute classic and a must. Accessed by the Torgnet cable car and proving not all slopes need to be extreme to be great, here you can enjoy cruising on a wide open slope while taking the time to practice your technique without bumping into anyone. Staying in the three valleys and on red runs, the Combe de Vallon, starting at an altitude of 3,000 metres, provides a 3-kilometre, 1,000-metre descent with interesting off-piste potential for those that want it. What makes this again such a great run is the snow being near perfect all season and the feel that the run goes on forever. Enjoying exciting skiing and incredible views down over Marabel on into Les Alleux, thanks to its height, when the sun is shining, you get to experience it all day here. While technically not a slope or piste, thanks to it being off-piste, the Vallée Blanche is still a truly magical run. Found within the Chamonix Valley, the place to be for ultimate off-piste skiing, the Vallée Blanche is the longest and highest ungroomed run in the world. Accessed via the Aiguille de Midi cable car to 3,842 metres, with guide in tow, this 20-kilometre descent only for experts, here you will enjoy untouched powder as well as the awe-inspiring Mont Blanc as a backdrop. Exciting, challenging, and thrilling with every type of skiing you could possibly want, this 20-kilometre, 2,700-metre descent that takes all day to complete is the most famous off-piste route in the world. With so many runs I've not mentioned that include the orange-graded Swiss Wall on the border of France and Switzerland, with one of the steepest slopes in France, the Dom de Lors in Les Deux Alpes with its 16-kilometre descent, l'Escargot, the longest green in Europe within the resort of Valsenis, the Cuquemel or the Lac Alpin in Saint-Chevalier, for the last run of the 10 I've chosen in this podcast, the Cascades set within the Grand Massif ski domain is a wonderful 14-kilometre blue piste that connects Sixfer-à-Chevel to Flaine, created in 1994. And recognised as the longest blue run in Europe, it enjoys a 1,700-metre vertical drop, an outstanding run that takes in beautiful landscapes and vistas that include Mont Blanc, Aiguille de Midi, the Dent du Géant, Grand Jurasses, as well as the Dent du Midi in Switzerland, to name a few. This is arguably one of the most attractive runs in the French Alps, with peace and quiet all around and not a ski lift in sight. From the top of the Grand Platier in Flaine at 2,500 metres, ski all the way down to 6. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. Ski slopes are certainly subjective, and if I've not mentioned yours, keep listening to future podcasts as we will continue to explore this topic with, amongst others, top tens of the most difficult, prettiest views, and longest ski runs in the French Alps. If you have any suggestions of your favourite, why not let us know? Likewise, if there's anything you feel we've not covered, have a specific question in mind, or generally would like to have a conversation about buying and owning a property in the Swiss or French Alps, then please reach out to us. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Alpine Property Podcast. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website, Alpine Property Investments, where you can also sign up for our regular email newsletter. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, we would love it if you would rate and review it, as this also allows the podcast to be shared more widely too. If you have any questions or comments, please do reach out to us via email. The details, along with our website, can be found in the show notes.